From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're following the election returns tonight as Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island weigh in. NPR is projecting wins for Barack Obama in Vermont and John McCain in Vermont and Ohio.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are battling for big delegate totals in Ohio and Texas as voting continues in Rhode Island and Texas, where there's also a Democratic caucus tonight. NPR's Carrie Kahn is at one of those caucuses, at the Stell Middle School in Brownsville, Texas. That's right on the border. And, Carrie, I gather the caucus has been a little late getting underway at Stell.
It has. The line for voting was out the door when we arrived here. That was about everybody coming after work around 6 o'clock hour, and they were still voting as of about 5 minutes ago. So the caucus won't start until the last person votes.
Tell us how a Texas caucus works here.
We've talked to many people that this is their first time they've ever caucused, although they've had caucuses in Texas before. Most of these people, it's the first time it ever mattered to them. They said it's the first time Texas ever mattered and the first time they've ever been there. And so we had about 100 people in the Stell Middle School gymnasium sort of looking around and wondering what's going to happen and how it's going to work. And they were very unsure. And they're just waiting for officials to come and tell them what to do. But they need to... They were told that they were going to have to move to one side of the room or other, depending on which candidate they endorsed.
Well, what can you tell us about the Hispanic vote in Brownsville, or at least at the caucus that you're at, which is widely expected to break for Senator Clinton?
That's what we've heard. And you're down here in this very Democratic part of Texas, which is quite odd in Texas. So, you know, in 2004, it was just these small sliver of counties that actually went for John Kerry. The rest of Texas went, the entire rest of the state went for George Bush. They call this the little sliver down here by the Rio Grande River. And most of the Latinos that we spoke with said that it was Hillary Clinton that came out early to this part of the southern border. She got the sort of wrapped up the established Latino base here and really solidly had the support here. But we've also heard that Barack Obama has made dents into that firewall that she built down here. A lot of the young voters at the University of Texas and Brownsville campuses. There are other campuses along down here by the border. And so it's unclear what's going to happen. We did a very unscientific poll of people going into the caucus, and we heard differing people. We also heard people whispering that they were Republicans, and the Republicans are holding a caucus here. There was only about 10 people willing to stand up and caucus, but there are Republican caucuses too.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Brownsville, Texas.